Overcrowding in African hospitals is blamed on the scarcity of health facilities and doctors, especially in rural areas. Experts say technological innovations can help Africa solve some of these problems. Yao Asomo is the head of MedPharma Care in Ghana. The company has developed an app that allows patients to connect face-to-face online with doctors and pharmacists so they can get medicine in their homes. He says their system improves patients' experience when seeking healthcare services.
So that's where MedPharma basically comes in, to see how we can digitize the whole idea of healthcare, bring in telemedicine, make it possible for people to either have e-consultation, e-prescription, get their medicines delivered to them wherever they are, either at the office or at home, do their diagnostics remotely.
The World Health Organization says 57 countries are suffering from a critical shortage of health personnel, that is six of them in Africa. The 2001 Abuja Declaration requires that African Union countries allocate 15% of their annual budgets to health, a requirement most governments have yet to fulfill. Funding and infrastructure issues have blocked millions of Africans' access to quality healthcare. But experts say digital tools could improve access to services in hard-to-reach areas that lack doctors. Muntaga Keita is a Guinean-born businessman who invented three portable diagnostic terminals which can monitor a patient's temperature, blood pressure, heart function and conduct ultrasounds.
The benefit of that is the ease it brings to doctors and to patients. Instead of clogging hospitals, now the doctors can just get, or nurses, to the patients. They collect all the data, send the data in a very secured manner into the hospital so people can analyze and then bring it back to the patient.
Keita has so far deployed 40 kits to different hospitals in Guinea. According to Keita, the diagnostic terminals have attracted the attention of other countries like Gabon, which has requested six machines. He's in talks with the governments of Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast and Senegal to supply the kits there. Keita says his technology can help solve the doctor-to-patient ratio problem and save patients money.
With this kind of technology, all the vital signs of any patient forwarded in a very secure manner, also encrypted to a specialist who is in Tunisia, who is in Kenya, who is in, Tokyo or in Paris, to interpret and bring the result. Then we know if we have to spend that 45,000 euros to evacuate, or if we can locally cure the person.
Since the COVID-19 pandemic, telemedicine has grown expansively and gained attention in Africa. Asamoah says telemedicine provides access to many doctors who specialize in different diseases, easing the burden on healthcare facilities.
But under normal circumstance, if you went to a clinic in Ghana, you wanted to talk to a specialized consultant, you might probably not get, because either they haven't booked you or they are just not available. But telemedicine makes it possible. You can make your appointment and you can basically talk to any doctors.
Mark Kinsey and Company, a global management consulting firm, analyzed the impact of digital health tools in Kenya, Nigeria and South Africa and found that the tools could reduce the continent's total healthcare costs by 15% by 2030. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.